Chapter 18. The Toy Store. Thomas had been volunteering his time at the mall as a Santa Claus. It was late November and Christmas decorations were already all over the mall. He would still work as head of security, but he'd be Santa on the weekends. The kids loved it. They'd always run up to him, get their pictures taken, tell Thomas what they wanted, and he was always very polite. He loved doing it. One day, on his way out to the mall, he noticed his neighbor, Daniel, standing out on the front of his lawn. Thomas waved and the man shook himself awake. He waved back to Thomas and said,
"Howdy, neighbor. How's it going for you?"
Thomas could tell the man was in a bad mood. The man had tears in his eyes and looked like he'd hadn't slept in weeks. Thomas approached his neighbor and asked him what was wrong. Daniel explained,
"I lost my job a week ago. I've always worked as a carpenter, but people just aren't buying it anymore. People don't want to spend the money on something handmade when there's so much available at the store. And it's been rough, man. I might even lose my house if I can't make enough by the new year."
Thomas wanted to help, but wasn't sure what he could do. He told Daniel he'd come back over that evening and help him figure something out. Daniel told him he didn't have to, but Thomas insisted. Thomas drove to the mall. On his way there, he heard a news story about a popular toy. The newscaster laughed and said,
"The new Robo Buddy is actually made of wood, finely finished and made to hold multiple moving parts. Its bright colors and solid design have made it quite popular, but unfortunately, many kids aren't going to be able to get their hands on one this year. They're flying out of the mall like hotcakes, so get yours today. You don't want to be stuck out there on Christmas Eve."
Thomas turned the radio off as he pulled into the mall parking lot. He put on his beard and Santa outfit inside and headed down to the lobby. There weren't many kids waiting to see him today. They were all over at the toy store. Thomas watched the crowds fill the store and run out with the new toy. After a few minutes, the store owner ran outside and said they were now out of the Robo Buddy. Many kids were disappointed. Thomas had an idea. He drove home quickly and showed his neighbor, Daniel, the Robo Buddy toy. He explained it was made of wood, and if Daniel could make a lot of them, they'd sell for a pretty penny. Daniel started making them right away, and he worked all night and worked throughout most of November, December, and January making the toys. Thomas introduced Daniel to the owner of the toy store. Both of them were happy to work together. The owner made a lot of money with the Robo Buddy toys Daniel made, and after the holiday season, the owner even hired Daniel. Daniel was able to keep up payments on his home. The owner satisfied his customers. Thomas got to keep playing Santa Claus. Everyone was happy.